USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There will be a third day of deliberations in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin, a 12-member jury finishing their second day of deliberations after 7.5 hours. They're expected to resume on Thursday morning. Rittenhouse accused of killing two men and wounding a third during protests in Kenosha last year. He's claiming self-defense.
Since this country was founded, it said, regardless of race, color, or creed.
Outside the courthouse on Wednesday, there were some minor clashes between protesters. Toronto Blue Jays ace Robbie Ray was named the winner of the Cy Young Award in the American League on Wednesday. Milwaukee Brewers starter Corbin Burns was named the winner in the National. The Wall Street Index is lower on Wednesday, and this is USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona, the first House member to be censured in over a decade, the lawmaker recently having posted an anime video depicting himself killing his colleague, New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Just before the censure vote was taken, the top House Republican Kevin McCarthy had this to say.
Madam Speaker, when a Democratic chairwoman flew to Minneapolis and told an angry crowd during a trial to stay on the streets, get more active, get more confrontational, we've got to make sure they know we mean business. That high standard, the Democrats refused to take action. At a rally in Los Angeles, that same chairwoman, she told a mob, if you see anyone from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, and you tell them that they're not welcome anymore anywhere, rules for thee, but not for me.
Again, that's House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Inflation pressures among the reasons the Wall Street numbers were down in Wednesday trading, all major averages falling. At the closing bell, the Dow was down 211. Meanwhile, a conservative Democratic U.S. senator is concerned about inflation as well, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin indicated that he doesn't agree with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's plan to pass President Biden's $1.75 trillion climate and social spending bill into law by Christmas. Manchin saying he has a lot of concerns with the legislation as it currently stands, as do his constituents.
I think my voters in West Virginia, but I don't speak for the whole country, my voters a lot differently, but they're very much concerned. Inflation has hit them extremely hard. I hear it when I go to the grocery store or if I go to the gas station. They say, are you as mad as I am? And I says, absolutely.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Two tourists in some trouble after they broke into an ancient landmark to down a cold one, as Italian police say the American tourists broke into Rome's Colosseum after dark. They weren't looking to vandalize things. The police say they know that, but they did go in to drink beer and ended up being picked up by cops shortly after leaving. They got a fine equal to about 900 U.S. bucks. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.